practice today. James Jones suffered a knee bruise. With that also, we've had three roster changes. Yesterday, Spencer Havner, Brett Swain, and Theo Sherman. Just like a comment on both Brett and Spencer, guys that have been here for some time, class acts. Frankly, we just felt that letting those guys go early to give them an opportunity to maybe hook on with another team. But it's something that's never easy, particularly with guys you have had a chance to spend time with, work with for a couple of years, and you know, definitely always be part of that Super Bowl team. So we wish them the best, and the three other changes that we'll make to the roster will come Tuesday. So with that, I'll take your questions. Josh, what do you have? Shoulder sprain. Back, lower back.
What do you make of a guy like Gurley? Looks like seems like he's got some. I mean, he's not seems to be a thriver stand on a few passes. I mean, what do you think of that?
Gurley's doing a good job. I think the whole young receiver group is getting better. You can really say that about the whole rookie class. It's just where we are in training camp. We're coming down the stretch. It's an important week for these young guys. But I like a lot of things Gurley has done. I thought the play that he made, you know, let alone the throw from Graham, the Puma route, the outbreaking route there at the, you know, the end of the 2 minute to put us in position to kick the field goal, I thought was the biggest play of the game for us. Just the throw, the catch, and the ability to get out of bounds. So he's making plays on a regular basis. He's done a nice job.
Mike, how much is this week about guys like that, you guys more so than maybe the veterans?
That's a priority. I mean, we have to pick the right 53. That was my message to the team today, is the focus is on the personnel evaluation. Make sure we're picking the right players, given enough opportunities to get the information to make those decisions. That's number one priority, and number 1A is preparing also for the Saints. So it's a challenge, but you know, it's this opening game is going to be on us quickly. But you know, the priority is to get these guys ready to play against the Chiefs Thursday night, and that'll be the final phase of our personnel evaluation, and from that we'll make our decisions.
Even though there's one game left, Mike, are you happy that you've seen enough game situations? You've had some unusual situations, some 2 minutes, I mean the end of game thing last week, that you were looking for in this camp to get these guys into positions that they wouldn't normally get at a practice?
I feel very good about the number of opportunities that we've been able to create for our players. This is the most plenty of time I've seen the younger group get in a preseason, and traditionally they play most of the fourth game, and that'll be evident Thursday night here at home against Kansas City. But to play the whole second half of the third game, I thought was important, and there was a lot of quality work. I mean, the three and outs on the offense wasn't really what we're looking for, but as far as they didn't get the reps, because it's all about getting the reps. But on the flip side of that too, going no huddle on offense, we were still able to hit the target of nothing, but we were trying to get 40 plays. I think we ended up at 37. Defense got quality work. So you try to find that common ground between getting your first group ready, but still giving extra time to your younger players. And I thought we did a good job of that Friday night in Indianapolis. So today's practice is really kind of came off of the Indianapolis game. We hit every situation except for backed up in 4 minutes today. You know, 2 minute, no huddle, red zone, third down, normal down distance. So we're just trying to clean up our situational work as we move forward. We only have one more padded practice this week, and then we go into the limited, 14, whatever the new rule is, one padded practice a week after that. So there's importance on tomorrow's work, just like there was today, because when I look at padded practice, it equates to fundamental work, and we need it.
You've done Donald Driver looked young to you today. He had a lot of play time.
Well, Donald, had a good day. We did some cleanup and some of the concepts and a certain situational work, and he had some opportunities, ran some good routes, but yeah, I thought Donald had a good day there.
Mike, with this particular camp, was the one variable that could have screwed things up for you injuries in terms of preparation for the season, and you feel like you kind of got through that, that hurdle?
If you look at statistics injury-wise, as far as how many injuries occur in training camp, this will come down slightly better than normal. So you can equate that to the schedule. I don't think it has anything to do with anything else. So I think the schedule helped us a little bit in the health area, but we still had a number of injuries. You always like it to be less. We had a period there in between week two and three where we had a number of fatigue injuries, a little higher than you'd like. But the schedule does help you with that. But there's the uncertainty of where your team's at conditioning wise because you spend so much time away from them. So that's the unknown. Hopefully that won't be the case next year.
Speaking of conditioning, when you don't know how vital is it that your offensive linemen are able to handle that from a conditioning standpoint? Did you think that might have been a factor? It seemed like those three sacks that you guys gave up, they were all at the end of no huddle drives, and maybe there was some fatigue.
Well, I mean, your question, I think, is obvious. The answer is yes to your question. You have to be in good condition to go, 8, 9, 10, 11 play drives, especially at a no huddle pace, particularly in against the pass rushers that Indianapolis and most teams have. They're premier players. So, and they do a good job rotating their line, so you're getting quality rush every snap. But, yes, we have to do a better job of finishing drives in a no-huddle. And if you just look at the offense, and really it's the whole game, I think, looked the same. If you go through the offense, defense, and special teams, if you want to review Indianapolis, you say, well, the offense had a ton of production in the first half, but you look at the 9 negative plays that we had throughout the game, the 5 sacks, the 4 negative, the 4 negative runs, on top of that, I think we had 3 penalties. So, that's the stuff we need to eliminate from our play, but there's a lot of other positives. No different on defense. I think we came right out of the gate and won the first 16 out of 20 plays, but 2 of those plays were big plays over the top for 14 points. So, you don't get to just wipe those two away. It doesn't work that way. Those plays count. Same thing on special teams. We do a good job and we go down. We have a penalty, take 7 points off the board. Holding penalty, we missed the field goal. And I think that was an 11-play drive. So, but they did a great job at the end of the game, making the onside kick and then the field goal to win the game. So we're not quite there. You can see it where we want to get to. But it's been a different camp for everybody in the league. We understand that. But we're coming to an end, so just don't have enough time, don't have enough work, but we'll get it done. We'll be ready to go for Kansas City, and we'll pick our team.
What do you think happened with Cliff and the other day? Do you think you need to continue to rep a little more in practice at the risk of aggravating the knees just to make sure that you're sharp?
Well, there's a lot of information that goes into players' reps in practice. It's not just something that got it and play good on 2 plays, and now we're gonna practice some more the next day. That's not the way it works. There's obviously a lot of time and thought that goes into Chad Clifton. Chad Clifton's played a lot of football here. He's played at Pro Bowl level in my time here in Green Bay, but he's had significant medical issues in the past. So his practice time is discussed on a daily basis. And it's something you have to find the common ground, between getting the man ready, but also making sure he's ready for the games. So there's a process that goes through with it, and it's not affected based on the way he performed or doesn't perform, 2 days ago.
Mike, is that a tough balancing act with him, though? Because you always talk about how your conditioning is built into the temple of practice.
Absolutely.
And you don't run just to run. And maybe it looked like conditioning might have been a factor.
Well, but with that, Chad practices every day. So, it's how you practice them. And so, Chad's not practicing. So, it's a lot like an older quarterback throwing the ball. It's a very similar theory. I mean, Chad Clifton's on a pitch count, and then there's extra conditioning. There's things that are involved in the strength and conditioning. And there's also, you know, there's a program that involves his time in the training room and what they're doing. So, I mean, it's really all three parts, strength, conditioning, training room, and the practice field.
Mike, Ryan Taylor, he had a couple nice catches today, too. What kind of impressed you about him?
I like Ryan. You know, the biggest thing jumps off the charts about Ryan is he's a tough guy. He's a legitimate tough guy, loves to play football, gets in there, scraps, claws. With that, it's a rough. He's rough around the edges, and he needs to play. He's an excellent fit for what we're looking for at the tight end position. I think once all said and done, he'll be a good Y, which is ability to play on the line of scrimmage and also play the displacement positions. He's shown he can do that already. He's doing a very good job on special teams, so I think Ryan's done a lot of nice things.
Any idea if Neil can get snaps Thursday night?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Where did he have in Newhouse?
Excuse me?
Where did he have with Newhouse? Is he a guy you could put out there in a regular game and you think he'd be okay?
Marshall Newhouse is getting better. I thought he was up and down earlier in camp. I think he's really strung together probably the last week or so some real quality work. I, like I said, I thought there's days where I was excited about him, and there's days that he could do better. But I mean, he's talented. He's got excellent feet, and you know, I'm sure when it comes down to it, we'll be looking at him to push for one of those tackle spots.
Mike, are you confident that Chad Clifton has what it takes to get back to where he was, where he played last year?
I have all the confidence in the world, Chad Clifton. Like I stated, Chad Clifton has played at a Pro Bowl level in my time here, and I expect him to play at that level this year. I don't know what else to tell you. He had a handful of plays I'm sure he wish he had back.
Mike, the last 2 years, Clay Matthews has pretty much missed a huge chunk of training camp. This year hasn't missed much at all. Do you expect to see any kind of difference in him come the start of the season? I mean, it's not like he didn't start off well last year, but is there going to be a difference at all?
Well, just watching Clay at practice, I mean, he definitely looks like he's ready to go. I mean, he's in great shape. He's made an impact in a little bit of time that he has played, in the two games he's played. So, yeah, I look for Clay to pick up right where he left off.
But what do you think you have in Soto and Lattimore? And Dunham talks about the challenge of cultivating those positions so you have guys that step up in the future. Do you think those guys have shown, kind of like Frank and maybe Eric did last year, that you can cultivate those guys?
Well, Frank, you mean more like Frank. I mean, Eric came to us at a later date. God, I hope so. You know, this is a big week for those guys. The whole combination of defense and special teams. You know, you talk about as a player, a two-down player, a three-down player, or, you know, particularly even a four-down player, involving special teams. So we're trying to create more opportunities for those guys on special teams. That they've gotten a lot of work with the defensive snaps to this point, especially if you go up, you know, once again, historically how much these young guys get to play. But I think they've improved each week, which is encouraging. And this will be a big week for them. There'll be challenges to make it this week. I mean, if this is with the game being on Thursday, there'll be questionable and doubtful if I was going to put him in a category.
Mike,